Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric evaluation on a Maria Bersner, first name M-A-R-I-A, last name B-I-R-S-N-E-R, date of birth 6-26-1946, date of evaluation 3/18/2025. Period. New paragraph. Patient is a medical decision maker and physically attended the session. Her daughter, Natalie, was also physically present throughout the session. Period. Patient is a 78-year-old female, divorced for the past 40 years, mother of four children, three surviving children, ages 58, 53, and 50 years old, and one son who is 41, having died in 2014. She resides in her own home with her grown grandchildren living upstairs, She has retired for the past 11 years, having worked as an administrative assistant for Catholic Charities, referred by her primary care physician for medication evaluation and management of anxiety symptoms, period. Patient reports having been prescribed on Zoloft for the past 20 years, initially prescribed by her primary care physician for IBS, period. For the past 10 years, her cardiologist changed her medications to Prozac as the patient complained of increased night sweats on the Zoloft, period. For the past 2 weeks, she has decreased her Prozac to 10 milligrams every other day, feeling better on the lower dose, but still describes sweating at times, mainly at night, period. She recently has been diagnosed with sleep apnea and now is adjusting to her new machine, her CPAP device, She describes only sleeping a few hours per night, which exacerbates her anxiety, period. Appetite reportedly stable, period. According to her daughter, the patient is forgetful at times over, quote, little things, end of quote, period. The patient describes having increased anxiety over the past 10 years regarding family stressors and losses, period. She also describes OCD tendencies over cleaning issues, describing herself as being very neat and organized, period. She also reports stressing over house repairs and financial stressors, period. Patient denies any alcohol use, period. No reported illicit substance abuse, period. New paragraph, psychiatric history. No reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations. No reported history of suicide attempts. No reported history of aggressive behaviors, period. As previously stated, over the past 10 years, she described having increased anxiety over family losses, period. She reports having been in couples therapy in the past, period. She has been prescribed on a trial of Xanax in the past, but no reported recent usage, period. Patient denies any history of drug or alcohol abuse issues, period. New paragraph. Family / social history. Patient is the oldest of three children, having two younger brothers, period. She denied any history of psychiatric illness in the family, period. No reported history of suicide in the family, period. Patient states her brothers had a history of alcoholism, period. Patient denied any history of physical, sexual, or emotional abuse issues, period. Patient had been married twice, period. Her second marriage lasted for about a year before she divorced, period. New paragraph, medical history. Patient has an allergy to codeine, which is unspecified, period. Her primary care physician is Dr. Kechian, period. I think it's K-E-C-H-I-A-N, period. Cardiologist is Dr. Goldman, period. The patient is 5'2", weighing 193 pounds, period. She has a history of hypertension controlled on amlodipine and irbesartan, period. History of hypothyroidism controlled on Synthroid, period. History of acid reflux controlled on pantoprazole, period. History of IBS-C, comma, taking over-the-counter colase, period. History of environmental allergies controlled on montelukast, M-O-N-T-E-L-U-K-A-S-T, period. History of urinary incontinence controlled on Gemtesa, G-E-M-T-E-S-A, period. History of COPD, having quit smoking cigarettes 12 to 15 years ago, period. Patient has recently been diagnosed with sleep apnea for the past week and is on a CPAP device, period. Status post-prolapse bladder repair surgery 5 to 6 years ago, period. Status post-deviated septum repair surgery less than 10 years ago, period. Status post-hysterectomy at age 29, period. Mental status examination at time of evaluation revealed a 78-year-old female, neatly groomed in casual attire, period. Pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Normal psychomotor activity level, period. Speech spontaneous, normal productive, goal-directed, period. Mood euthymic, describing periods of anxiety and becoming tearful at times when discussing family losses, period. Affect normal range and modulation, period. Thought processes goal-directed, organized, and linear, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. Patient is future-oriented, period. She denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. Insight and judgment intact, period. Recent memory intact, period. Remote memory intact, period. Attention / concentration intact, period. Naming intact, period. Language abstract, period. Fund of knowledge average, period. Gait / station and muscle tone within normal limits, period. Patient is awake, alert, oriented times 4 with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. Patient has no evidence of acute risk of harm to self and others, period. She has no reported risk factors for suicide / self-harm, period. Suicide protective factors include actively making future plans, period, verbalizes hope for the future, period, displays self-efficacy in problem area, period, shows attachment to life, period, has responsibilities to kids, family, others, period, embedded in protective social network / family, period. Diagnoses, F4-1.1, generalized anxiety disorder, period, rule out F3-4.1, dysthymic disorder, period, rule out F4-2.9, unspecified obsessive-compulsive and related disorder, period. Recommendations, for now, patients continue Prozac, 10 milligrams QOD, period. Prescription given for Buspar, 10 milligrams BID, PRN for anxiety, period. Discuss with patient and her daughter medication risks and side effects, including potential for serotonergic syndrome, period. Patients and her daughter were given information on GeneSight's psychotropic pharmacogenomic testing, period. Also discuss with patient consideration of initiation of a trial on Trintellix following GeneSight testing, period. Patient was given individual therapy referrals, period. She has to have ongoing medical follow-up and routine labs, with most recent labs to be forwarded to this office for review, period. Patient is to return to this office in 4 weeks with follow-up with the nurse practitioner, period. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much. Goodbye.